A good day, O Lord, your grace is abounding in your mercy. It's not this very moment. It is very, this very day. Go ahead. All names the one who reigns forever. Still the same, let's praise the name. Jesus, name above all names, the one who reigns forever. Still the same, let us praise the name. No other name that's higher, no other name that's stronger. No other name, forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us, no other name can free us. No other name so precious, let's praise the name. No other name that's higher, no other name that's stronger, no other name, forever I will praise the name. Excuse me. No other name can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious, let us praise the name. Oh, we live to worship you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord Jesus, that because we, this cattle bound family, households and ministries, confess and acknowledge you before men as Lord and Savior, affirming a state of oneness with you, that you also confess and acknowledge us before your Father who is in heaven and before his angels. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ in us, and forgiving us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power. Ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life, or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, Lord. Excuse me. If I have odds against any, and I receive my forgiveness from all sins, and my cleansing from all unrighteousness, through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who go on, but let the words of my mouth, excuse me, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed unto me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Love, that the thief does not come except to kill and to steal and to destroy. My Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release, restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of Hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, his hesed love, his tender loving care. Tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise. Go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. As it is written, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Then men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. There is surely a God who judges the earth. The Lord sustains the afflicted, but casts the wicked onto the ground. This is what the Lord God says. Remove the turban and take off the crown. Things will not remain as they are. exalt the lowly and bring low the exalted. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord, my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I, who am to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, mine, are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries who are to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Thank you, Father love, that you have brought us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. And thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. So I wash us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. The Lord be with you, Stanford. I clothe you with his precious blood. Thus, by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, resurrection, fire, Bible, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost. We have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. God of hosts, and behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides the defeat for the devil. A judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance to us, for us, his ecclesia. Thank you, Father love, that you will bless those who bless us and curse, and he who curse us and speaks insolent language toward us. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through us. Thank you. So by the blood of Christ, curse be every plan of the enemy, every strategy of the enemy against us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, and by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, strong men behind those attacks. Cursed be every bad germ, bacteria, viruses, fungal, infection, anything that would harm us, all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape or form. In our lives for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves the people against us. And I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, and each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes and our streets and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, the scattered family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, call that if I'm, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. Joel, just ask him to get some red and black. Please, thank you. by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. None of us, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries shall be, thank you, sweetheart, shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. by the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth individually and or as a whole. We, the scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, are Anarato Kurohia Shesere Minus Manarato Kurohia Shesere Matarash Nataraso to Kurohia Shesere Minus Onoroso to Kurohia Shesere Matarash Enderato Kurohia Etoroso Tatarashi Salamatarash Ataraso to Kurohia Shesere Minus Orosuro Matarash Salamatarash. We only seek the glory that comes from God alone. I entrust our lives to you, Lord my God, our just judge and our defender. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days. By the love you hold in your hand, our breath of life and our ways. Holy Spirit, in you, we breathe, we move, and we have our being, and in you we will. For ever be. Let people serve us and nations bow down to us. The righteousness of God in Christ, we, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth. Cursed be everyone that cursed us, and blessed be he that blessed us. Amen. The fear of us and the dread of us, the scatterbound family, households and ministries have come upon all the animals on the earth, in the sky and in the seas. We are enjoying our covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field are at peace with us. Our days are as days of heaven on this earth, for the Lord our God has given us this scatterbound family, households and ministries rest on every side. In the name of Yahweh, the word of God, the burden removing, yoke destroying power that removes mountains out of our ways and makes all things possible for us, this Caravan family, our souls and ministries. Thus by the blood by the blood of Christ, I call of the cross of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost resurrection power, who lives in us, never leaves us or forsakes us, and who or fails us, and who leaves who is surrounding us, the everlasting fire by night and by day, to consume every attack of the enemy. Everything that would, or anything, anyone that would come against us, and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. So thank you, Father, love that by the blood of the Lamb on our doorpost, on our lands, on our doorpost of our on our. Lentils, our doorposts, our lands and territories. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the cities level completely, how blessed are we, this Caravan family, households and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be, that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory, the city of heaven, means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord, God of hosts. Till then, therefore, in our means and our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this Caravan family, households and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us and this Caravan family, households and ministries, we, his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. So we continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly, living freely and lightly in Christ. Our days are as days of heaven on this earth. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, for our lives, our discarded family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God has given us rest on every side, unto and with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power unto our being caught up into glory. to meet the Lord in the without our seeing the grave, and this is our heart's desire, Lord my God. Plus the eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him, and he remains in me, relieving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with the Lord. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him, the Lord my God, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord, the Lord my God. For I am the church called to glory. So from the church called to a glory, the Lord, the Spirit himself testified with me. Atoloso mingarat alasalam yashis mingaros oroso to glorias mandarato glorias etoloso romias etoloso. The Spirit himself, it testifies with my spirit that I am God's child. And if I am a child, then I am an heir. Heir of God and co-heir with Christ of everything that God is and love has. Because indeed I suffer. I resist you, the devil, and all that you stand for with him, so that I may also be glorified with him. Christ, who is appointed heir of all things and through whom God made the universe. So I choose purity. I walk by the Spirit, and I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So by the Spirit of the living God, I put to death the misdeeds of the body. I will live. Father, love, teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward their selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace that I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts, O Lord, in your righteousness. Preserve my life. For Christ in me, the hope of glory, Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God, in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me, to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression. He is righteousness, he is holiness, and he is love. And I am God's representative, his authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world, I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. So my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Father, love, I thank you that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I thank you, Father, love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the commitment he has made with our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day, as it is said, do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excel in his work? In his works, we, this Cattlebound family, households, and ministries will stand before kings and not before unknown men. I always thank God for you and continuously mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this whole matter of the church age to an end. For your heart has captured my love for humanity. Thus, Father, love, I thank you that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us, his beloved, on us who love him, and making our treasuries full. For a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its way into the hand of the righteous who are done, for whom it was laid up. Excuse me, for it is the blessing of the Lord that makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, and neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all, and Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the God of the wave in the sea, the wind in the sea, the God of thunder and lightning, the God of all power, the God of glory, the God, the everlasting God, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And the Lord, he cast upon our enemies the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble by sending evil angels among and but the Lord, no good things will the Lord withhold from us, his scatterbound family, households and ministries. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us, the oil. The Lord God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. He has done it. It is finished. For vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord has brought us his beloved, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble among us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. That the works of God be made visible in me, God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to torture me. My daddy quickening my mortal body because of his spirit, his everlasting fire who lives in me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Love, that you have restored my right leg and my right foot, that which was stolen from me by the enemy. You have restored them and any every part of my body that needed restoration. And once and again, I can walk, I can run, I can dance, proclaiming, Jesus did it again. And we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries will forever profess, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were taken, lost, stolen from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Renewing our strength, our youth like that of an eagle's, our eyes undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, for quickening our mortal bodies for the day of redemption. Thank you, Father Love, that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions who try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, for that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Lord, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Father. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdoms remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So Father, Lord, we are resting in your goodness, expressed to us through your faithfulness to your word and to us. For you have exalted your word above all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. And through your loving kindness toward us, Father Lord, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And and through your being an untimed God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So, Father, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this scatterbound family, households, and ministries today and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord, to your glory, God our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, the spoken word, faith released, we believe, we receive, But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Thus, so Father, love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. Jesus Christ is Lord. So, Father, love, by the power of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and by the everlasting fire dwelling in us, in you, that who never fails you, never leaves you, never forsakes you, and who is the fire by night and by day that surrounds you. You are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. So whatever the Lord our God tells you, do it. And remember, he will never tell you to do something that goes against the word of God. So my beloved, O men, nothing but to love them. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, my beloved. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, my love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1,000 generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who goes, all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, if you bear his name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. We'll sing the song forever. Amen. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominion, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. You are lifted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, my love, I trust in you. Well, and I entrust ourselves to you, for the battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe, I receive. Father, love in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amarato Iglesia. Manarato Hieshe Salamatra Shesalamatra.